From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Syrian rebels call for a new ceasefire in Aleppo. Syrian rebels in the besieged city of Aleppo are calling for an immediate five-day ceasefire to ensure the humanitarian evacuation of civilians from the eastern part of the city. The rebels made the proposal Wednesday morning, just hours after Syria's Russian-backed army gained control of at least three-quarters of Aleppo's old city, which had been under rebel control since 2012. The rebel factions are proposing that around 500 people needing urgent medical care be evacuated under the supervision of the United Nations. They're also proposing that other civilians who wish to leave be allowed to travel to rural northern Aleppo, where there's no government presence, instead of neighboring Idlib province, which is besieged by Russian airstrikes. The rebels say once the humanitarian situation has been alleviated, they will discuss the future of Aleppo. As Syrian government bombs continue to rain down, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors and reports on Syria's civil war, says 369 civilians have been killed in the offensive on East Aleppo, including 45 children. Another 92 civilians, including 34 children, were killed by rebel shelling on government-held West Aleppo. Authorities in Indonesia Wednesday declared a two-week state of emergency after a strong earthquake hit the Aceh province on the northern tip of Sumatra Island, killing at least 97 people. Local officials say hundreds more were injured in Pidijaya, the district closest to the epicenter of the 6.5 magnitude quake. The town of Morudu was among the hardest hit areas. This is VOA News. President-elect Donald Trump has chosen retired Marine General John Kelly, whose last command included oversight of the Guantanamo Bay Detention Center, to run the Department of Homeland Security. At least that is what is according to members of the transition team. People close to the team said Kelly, who joined the Marine Corps in 1970, retired earlier this year, wrapping up a final three-year post as head of U.S. Southern Command, which spanned some of the more fractious debate over the Obama administration's ultimately failed pledge to close Guantanamo. If confirmed by the Senate, Kelly would be the fifth person to lead the department and the first one who is not a lawyer. Time magazine named Donald Trump as its annual Person of the Year today, citing for better or worse the influence he held through 2016. During a phone interview on NBC's Today Show just after the announcement was made, Trump called it a great honor, even though the words President of the Divided States of America was printed next to his cover picture.
When you say divided states of America, I didn't divide them. They're divided now. I mean, there's a lot of division. And we're going to put it back together, and we're going to have a country that's very well healed, and we're going to be a great economic force, and we're going to build up our military and safety, and we're going to do a lot of great things, and it's going to be something very special. But to be on the cover of Time magazine as the Person of the Year is a tremendous honor.
Trump on NBC's Today Show, Time's managing editor Nancy Gibbs wrote in an essay for the magazine, said it's hard to measure the scale of Trump's disruption within the political arena, and reminded readers that Time editors select the Person of the Year based on who had the greatest impact on the news. By the way, Hillary Clinton came in number two. At least 40 people have died when a plane carrying 48 passengers crashed into a mountain in northern Pakistan Wednesday. Witnesses at the site of the flaming wreckage say there were unlikely to be any survivors. The military said 40 bodies had been recovered, and rescue efforts involved around 500 soldiers, doctors, and paramedics. An airline official said Junaid Jamshed, a well-known Pakistani pop star turned evangelical Muslim cleric, was among those feared dead. The airline, Pakistan International, said its plane lost contact with the control tower en route to the capital, Islamabad, from the northern region of Chitral. A government official who was at the crash site said witnesses told him the aircraft crashed into a mountainous area, and before it hit the ground, it was on fire. And what is billed as the last big gathering of survivors of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor takes place this day in Hawaii, 75 years to the day after the bombing which brought the U.S. into World War II.
That's the latest world news from VOA.